Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Commission broadcast. This is Prayer Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are here. First of all, we want to give you the instructions. Here are the instructions. Press the star key twice. It will mute as well as unmute your connections. Everyone is invited to be a participant, and as you participate, bear in mind the basic call always apply. That is, always identify yourself, give your name, give the area you're calling from, and remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. Can you imagine more than 1.9 billion listeners plus their families? Wow, that is so amazing. Can you imagine more than 200 countries plus other territories? Wow, and to God be praised. We can be heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, France, Italy, China, Germany, you name it, literally all over the world. I mean, we give God the praise. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, remember to follow the instructions of the device you've logged on with and you too be able to be a participant. And again, we want to thank each and every one of you for joining the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. Where our chief ambassador is founder and host and is now dubbed as the world's largest prayer line on the planet. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining. And now, without any further ado, we take great joy in presenting to you the founder himself. He's better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, the one whom the Lord has given his great vision to, where on a daily basis, more than 1.9 billion listeners, plus their families, more than 200 countries, plus other territories. And now, without any more, that's right, delay, let's receive the one and only Chief Ambassador, founder of the world's largest prayer line on the planet. That's right, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Dr. Hagen.
You're welcome.
I just want to check on you. Do you need for me to take it this morning? Amen. I don't know what's going on there, but I know some things are happening there around you. If you need to take it, just let me know.
Oh, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That would really, really be a joy. I would certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very, very much.
God bless you. We're praying for you. Amen.
Thank you.
You let me know. Call me. Let me know what's going on. I don't understand. Thank God for you and for Bishop Hagen and for all you who are on the line this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Let's have a word of prayer for Dr. Julie Hagen and for Bishop Hagen, all of them around them. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, you are so ultra awesome. You are the best of the best. We don't even search for nowhere. Now we know that we got the best one ever in the whole wide world. You are so ultra awesome, so ultra phenomenal. We love you and we bless you and thank you for everything. I know that you just told us, Lord, that if we need you just to call you, we just thank you for the privilege of even speaking to you. You above every president in this country, in this world, above the Queen of England, above everyone, Lord. And so we come to you very humbly, knowing who you are and that you have all power, not just some power, but all power. Yes, you forgive us for any thoughts, any sins, anything we've done wrong. Things that we haven't done, Lord. We've tried to do so much, but yet we come short. God, look on us, help us, we pray. And then we're praying for Dr. Hagen this morning. Whatever the problem is, whatever she's going through, I pray that you would help her in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, lift this heavy burden lighten the heavy load. You're the only one I know who can bring joy in the midst of any sorrowful situation. You're the only one in the world who has the power to help and to bring love in the midst of any situation. You're the only one who can bring peace when the enemy is trying to steal the peace. We thank you for what you've done already, for how you've blessed already. Now make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus, thank you for Dr. Hagen. Give her peace in every situation, to this situation she's going through now. Peace, 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 peace. We need your peace, God. God, if I can get down, I'd be screaming to you and hollering, help, Lord. Help her, Lord. Help her, help her. Help her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be there for her through this time. Amen, God. Be there for her in Jesus' name. And let the peace of the Lord, which passeth all understanding, make your heart and mind have peace in Christ Jesus. And the peace I leave with you, my peace I give with you. Not as the world giveth, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In our Father's house are many mansions. If he hadn't told, if it were not so, he would not have told us so. And God, bring the peace unto this precious vessel of the Lord in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for what you're doing right now and what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, to comfort her with your arms of love. And we give you the glory. Thank you again and again for what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you, Dr. Hagen. And
thank you so much,
Jesus. And love me with you. Amen. I'm going to open up the line today. Our hostess, Dr. Julie Hagen, she needs your prayers today. Amen. She would have to share with you what's going on. I don't quite understand, but she would have to be the one to give us more insight on that. Well, we're waiting to find out what's going on. Why don't we just pray for her? Amen. It's all right if we have several prayers. Amen. For Dr. Julie Hagen, for Bishop Hagen, for the Hagen family, in the name of Jesus. The line is open to you if you want to be so compassionate and show your love this morning. This is a loving line, a very compassionate line. And, you know, this is unusual if I would ask you to do something like this. So you just have to jump in there and have faith and believe in what God is doing. Amen. Who wants to pray for Dr. Julie Hagen? This woman would be good if you would. Who's the first one who would do that? In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. This is Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning thanking you, Lord, for just being who you are. You are a miracle-working God. And nothing is too hard for you. Oh, God, we come this morning as we petition you on behalf of our sister and brother and their family, the Hagen family. We petition you today, Lord, that you would bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, make the devil behave and bind his works in the name of Jesus. Bind the works of the torment your people. And we curse him right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against it. Lord, in Jesus' name, we plead your blood over them. Let your blood cover each and every one of them, Lord. You know the reason. You know the situation. You know what's going on. And God, we ask that you would send your word there and heal, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, cover them. Cover them. Cover them with your blood, Lord, your resurrected blood. Cover right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask it because you said we have not because we ask not. But we're asking this morning, collectively as a body, we are asking you on their behalf. We lift them up to you, God, asking that you would touch them and heal them and deliver them and set free. Whatever the issue is, you are issue solver. You can do it for it. We believe it by faith, God. Let it be done according to your will, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we count it done and we believe it by faith in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Dear Father, coming to you this morning, asking you to forgive us for the things that we've done wrong in your sight, the thoughts that we've had that were not like you, anything that was not right in your sight, we ask for forgiveness, Lord, and hear our prayer. I thank you this morning for the Hagen family. We're lifting them up, Lord. You know exactly what is going on, and you know what the cause is, and you know what the outcome is. But, Lord, we're lifting it up using our faith according to what you've asked us to do. And we're lifting them up, Lord. Whatever the problem is, whatever the situation is, we're lifting them up to you, Lord. We need your help this morning, and we're praying and asking for forgiveness and for your help. And we thank you, God, in advance for what you're going to do, Lord. We're asking you to encourage, to lift them up, whatever it is that they're going through, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We're asking you to accept their faith also in you, and we thank you for that. These and other blessings I ask in your name we pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, thanking you for all that you do, Lord. Father God, we ask you to touch the Hagen family. Touch them, Lord, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them the things that they need, Lord, whatever it is, Lord, whatever's going on, Lord, touch it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all that you do. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
I had to go to sleep from Chicago, Illinois. Lord Jesus, we ask you to look down on the Hagen's family, Lord Jesus. Whatever the situation is, Lord Jesus, we ask you to take care of it, Lord Jesus. But in the midst of it, while you're taking care of it, Lord Jesus, let them keep a peace of mind and strength and know that you are there, Lord Jesus. Let them stay focused on you so they can keep a peace of mind, whatever the situation is, Lord Jesus. We just ask you just to bring them through it. We don't have to be in a place to send a prayer up to you, Lord Jesus. And we know you will hear our prayers. We just send a prayer up for the Hagen's family. Whatever the situation is, Lord Jesus, that you just take care of it and keep them with a peace of mind and the strength to go on to do your will. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer. All right. One more time. Anyone else want to sing it for prayer?
Yes, Chief. This is Dr. Collins of Kansas City, Kansas. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you as humbly as we know how, Lord. We know that nothing is too hard for you and nothing is impossible for you to solve. And, Lord, we are thanking you and we praise you for the Hagen family, asking that you will go there, oh God, because you're already there, Lord, and that you will help them and strengthen them. Comfort them, oh God, whatever is happening to them right now, God. You are able. All power is in your hands. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for lifting them up, oh God, and strengthening them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we love you and we appreciate you, Lord, for all that you do in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for all things. We thank you for everything in the mighty, precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
All right. God bless you. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to pray? Pray for the heavens. When you start moving around the phone like that, I appreciate it. Anyone else who would like to pray, the line is open to you. Let me just do a small variation. They're having so much trouble in Haiti. Dr. Della Johnson, can you give us a prayer for those precious people in Haiti? They had an earthquake, and then that was followed by a hurricane. and they just really need your help. When I was over there about 8 or 10 years ago, they were intense then. So I would hate to even think of what they, what it's like right now. So, Dr. Deborah Johnson, are you there? Can you pray for Haiti?
Yes, sir. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, God. We're asking you, oh, God, that you would intervene for the country of Haiti, for the people that abide there, Lord, the ones that are going through so many tragedies. We ask that you would bless them in a special way. Lord, meet their needs, oh, God. Meet their needs in the name of Jesus. They seem to be tormented, God, but you can make this devil behave. You're able to give comfort, God. You're able to give relief. And we're asking you on their behalf that you would be in the midst of them, Lord. Give some comfort. Provide and make ways for them, God. Open doors for them in the name of Jesus. Make ways, because you're a way maker. You are a way maker. Oh, God, make ways for them. Provide for them. You are a provider. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. You see what they stand in the need of. Lord, you see the pain. You hear the cry. Oh, God, let them know that you've not forgotten them. But bless them in a special way. Oh, God, prepare ways that can, doors that can be opened and ways made in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them shelter. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. And protect the women, children, and men. Protect them, God. Oh, God, provide food for them, Lord. Provide clothing for them. Lord, we ask that you would bless in a mighty way. We ask that you would have mercy on them in the name of Jesus. Have mercy today. Have mercy. Have mercy. You said your mercy was renewed every morning. So, God, have mercy on these people in Haiti in the name of Jesus. We're crying out on their behalf, God. Oh, God, do it for them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we ask it in your name. We depend on you, God. We trust you. You said you look to the hills and would come at your help. And we're looking to you, God, as we know those that are crying out, Lord, hear their cry in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in advance for what you're doing right now. And that you're going to do. Oh, God, let it be done in your name, we pray. We will give you praise, and we will say thank you. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Dr. Deborah Johnson. Amen. God, they really need your help in Haiti. Lord, many of the people think that you have forsaken them. God, you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. Help the people in Haiti in the name of Jesus. Open doors for them, God, to get what they need, food and clothing and medicine. Please be with them in Jesus' name. And I pray that you soothe those aching hearts who have lost loved ones through earthquakes. Got loved ones still buried under that debris. And some have lost loved ones during this hurricane, found in the hurricane. Please help those folk, God. Here's some in the spirit realm, Lord, not understanding what you've done and thinking that you're against them. Please, Lord, you're a God of loving kindness and compassion. We read it last night, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And God, I know that you're drawing them to yourself because of your loving kindness. Look on them, God, and let your forgiveness be on the nation in the name of Jesus. Many people are innocent of what the enemy is trying to do through that country of Haiti. And so, God, look on with your love and kindness, we pray, and help them in the name of Jesus. Send trucks there, trucks that have people with them who want to help. Send supplies in the name of Jesus. Food, clothing, and everything else they need to make it through the storm. Send trucks of water. Oh, God. Many truckloads of water to help those people. In the name of Jesus, clean water. Some when we were there last time were having to bathe in the creek. Amen. The only means of water they had was the creek. And then they would have to go and try to drink the water also. God, they need your help. Send them some clean water. You've got bottles of water stored up in warehouses all over the country. Send us some of those bottles of water, God, where they can have clean water to drink in the name of Jesus. Send some companies, Lord, who have the means of sending food, feed the children and all those other organizations will help, whatever it's called, to help these organizations like that. Help these countries like that, Lord. These organizations, give them a heart for Haiti. Those people are down and out now, and they certainly need your help. Nobody can help them like you. And we ask you to remember them in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And then, Lord, as we turn our attention to America, God, we need your help here in America in a different way. Oh, God, we're facing dilemmas. God, many times, like our president, facing a dilemma. And God, people who don't understand what you're doing want to quicken the cues. But God, thank you for bringing us out of a situation we've been in for 20 years. And God, I want to thank you. And God, that many times our sons and the sons of daughters and sons of sons in America have gone over to a country where the people won't even defend themselves and don't want to die for their country. And yet they want our sons and our daughters to die for their country, and they won't die for it. Help us, God. Thank you for a president who really pulled the soldiers out, amen, of a situation where other people won't even defend their country. And we spent $2 trillion over in Afghanistan. $2 trillion. That means, oh my God, and that basically almost every person in Afghanistan, if they had divided the money as much as we've given to them, each one of them could have received $1 million. That's how much we've given to them, God. And yet people want us to still yield to that country. God, help the people to understand in the name of Jesus that we have gone beyond what we should have gone to help people. This is the most liberal country in the world, America. It's the most liberal country in the world. We're sending 100 million vials of vaccine over to help poor countries everywhere. And God, you said, blessed is he or a person who considers the poor. And we've done so. And I thank you because you said you would deliver us in the hands of our enemies. In the time of trouble, you would deliver us. Thank you for it. Help America. Help us in every trial and every tribulation. And God, we're not fools. We can recognize a sheep, or rather a wolf in sheep clothing, no matter how much they try to disguise themselves. We just had a person in the office who was saying, we want to make America great, but he was worse in sheep clothing, trying to destroy. As we look at the record, Lord, everything they did was trying to destroy America. But you held your hand steady over our country. It's the only Christian nation in the world. I understand why the enemy would try his best to destroy us. because we're standing for you. We're not perfect. We got things that are not good here in America. We know that. But God, we're the best thing you got. Amen. Other nations are worshiping idol gods. And we here in America are doing the same thing as other nations. But at least we do acknowledge you in some way that you are Lord and you are God. Many of the people do. Will you let the righteous people perish with the evil people? I'm asking you not to do it, Lord, but to hold your hand over America and give us grace and give us mercy in the name of Jesus. Bind the enemy who has swore upon his grave, that his future grave swore that he would, it was the last thing he did, he would destroy America. But God, be reversed. You can reverse that curse and let the last thing they do be to destroy themselves and not this nation, this country, in the name of Jesus. Give grace to America. Give mercy to America, even to our leaders. Hold your hand over them, God. Don't let them succumb to the will of their enemies because they considered the poor, because they have tried to help people in the world who are less fortunate. We believe you for it. We give you all the glory and give you all the praise. Ask you, Lord, to make a way here in America out of no way in the name of Jesus. And as I'm thinking about it, God, I saw how you did in the Egypt land when the people repented. Oh, God, remember America and remember this COVID-19. And God, you told Moses to just stretch out his rod. And when he did, all the locusts left. When he did, all the water that had been turned to blood turned back to water. When he did, all the lice left. When he stretched out his rod, Lord, all the swarms of flies left. And God, when he did, all the grasshoppers left. You have the power like no other person ever in this world. You have all power. You can do anything. God, I thank you for what you've done already, and I appreciate it. I never will forget when I was in Tennessee, fleeing for a crusade there, God, and it was about to rain, and they asked me, with dark clouds everywhere, to go out there in the stadium and blow Amazing Grace. You heard the Amazing Grace, and it reminded you of your grace. And you spoke to the clouds and spoke to the wind and spoke to the rain and said, peace, be still. And above the stadium, all around the stadium was rain everywhere, dark clouds and thunder everywhere. But on the stadium, God, it did not fall a drop of rain on the people who were there for a crusade. Hey, I want to thank you. You can do anything, God. And you can speak to even the COVID and tell them it's time now for you to leave. And COVID will leave. And we thank you because you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or even think. Thank you for it. Whenever it's your time, God, we don't try to rush you. We're just trying to have patience and believe you for deliverance. Believe you to make a way out of no way and to lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Lord, this new strain of COVID is a heavy burden. And God, it is a heavy load. Lift this heavy burden, please, Lord, and lighten this heavy load, please, sir. We'll give you glory and we'll give you praise and know that nobody has done it but you. You will get the glory and you'll get all the adoration. Thank you for what you're going to do and what you've done already. Amen. Thank you in Jesus' name. We love you right now. Thank God. Amen. To anyone else who can pray for America, in Jesus' name.
Lord, I want to continue to lift up America this morning. I want to lift up those that are in the way of the storm, Ida, the Hurricane Ida, and now the tropical storm. Lord, we're asking you to protect those people, those that have had to go through that storm. Lord, we're asking you to give them a speedy recovery. And when you do that, Lord, let them know that it was you that provided what they needed from this storm. And we thank you in advance, Lord. We're asking you to step in and take away the division and the hatred that was left from the previous administration. Lord, replace it with love and kindness. And let them know that you provided that for them. And let them be thankful to you for the things that you're doing for them. And Lord, we're thanking you in advance for whatever it is that is needed in America and also in Bermuda. We thank you, God, and we praise you for it. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wants to pray for America? It's all right if you want to pray for America. My mind is turning. Also, you have to jump in there.
That's the guilt of police of Chicago, Illinois. Yes, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we pray, yes, Lord Jesus, that you just look down on America, Lord Jesus, the world, Lord Jesus, because we know, Lord Jesus, your spirit is everywhere, Lord Jesus. It's just, oh, perilous times, Lord Jesus. We're so glad that your spirit is everywhere, and we could call on you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask you to look down on America, the whole world, Lord Jesus, because we need you, Lord Jesus. We ever need to pray it now. And Lord Jesus, we just ask you to let the power politicians, oh, Lord Jesus, come to you and pray to you, because if you lead them and guide them, they're going to do the right thing, Lord Jesus. Just ask you to make a way out for the people, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, don't let them have war. Let them have peace and love with you, Lord Jesus. Love, joy, peace, and happiness, Lord Jesus. And we know with you, Lord Jesus, all things are possible. Lord Jesus, ask you to make a way out of no way for the people there, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus, even Afghanistan, Lord Jesus. Oh, just let that president change his mind around and for peace, not war. Lord Jesus, so glad you is love, and you is right on time. You may not come when we want you to, but you're right on time, God, and we know that your spirit is everywhere, and we are just praying for America and the world. We just thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gildersleeve and Dr. Betty Johnson. God bless you. Oh, my heart also is turned toward India. Those people are there and going through. So many people are dying in the street. And when they die, they take the bodies and just toss the bodies in the ditch. Amen. It's a terrible situation there in India with people dying everywhere. Can I get one or two volunteers to pray for India? Amen. So many people there who are in trouble, who are dying, who are sick. And it's a bad situation. Can someone pray for India?
Lord Jesus, that's one of my, yes, Lord Jesus. We have to look down on India, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, let them know that they don't need to pray to rest, Lord Jesus. They need to pray to you, Lord Jesus, where you could turn their situations around, Lord Jesus, to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, I don't know what's on people's mind when they are, oh, having a rest as a God. And you showing them each and every day, Lord Jesus, that you is the real, you real, real, real. You still on the throne. Let them, oh, realize that it's about you, Lord Jesus. You is the, oh, Lord Jesus, you is the answer for today, Lord Jesus. Let the India, the people that know that, Lord Jesus, your spirit is everywhere, and you just waiting for them to turn to you, or you could turn a situation around. The Lord, in the midst of you, we ask you to watch over the children, Lord Jesus, and the peoples, Lord Jesus, and the sick and the shut-in, yes, and the belief in India, Lord Jesus. Make a way out of no way for them, Lord Jesus. You may not come when they want you to, but you're all-time God. Lord Jesus, ask you to step in them and let them realize that rats is not their God. You are their God. And they need to turn to you, Lord Jesus. And thank you for what you have done, Lord Jesus, and what you're going to do. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We do pray for the people in India. God, they don't know which way to turn. These people are confused and lost, making everything they can lay their hands on a god. Even cows standing in the midst of the street. They honor them, those cows, more than they honor you. In fact, they made the cows god. Just confused and mixed up, looking for something to give them solace. And God, they need help. Please, no wonder you lifted your hand and you're letting thousands of them die in the street. Because you're a jealous God. And God, you're not going to let a rat or a cow or even a rock. Yeah, we heard your word said the thieves hold their peace and will not give you glory. Will not give you praise. Even the rocks will cry out and start saying, thank you, Jesus. Even the rocks will cry out and say, hallelujah. God, these people, turn around and say to Jesus, get to their minds and let them be converted in some way. Know that God is only true and living God, that your son Jesus came all the way from heaven down just to save everybody in India. And they will forget when you just be go there to Trivandrum, India, and do a Holy Ghost concert there. And God, 100,000 people came to that concert, and when we gave the invitation, we told them, listen, you cannot believe in cows as a God. You have to believe in Jehovah as the only true and living God. And I asked him, if you accept God and accept your son Jesus as your Savior, I want those who will do that to come up here. And 12,600 of them ran forward and gave their hearts to Christ. God, we need that to happen all over India. That thousands upon thousands upon thousands with minds would open up. And they would see in the name of Jesus that you are the only way, that there's no other way. You're the way, the truth, and the life. No man can really get to you except come to your son, Jesus. And we ask that you would open their minds up. In some way, let them receive this message in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And God, amen. There may be somebody else on the line as we were praying for Africa, well, not Africa, but all Haiti and India. It may have pricked your heart to pray for your country. Well, they are having problems all over the world. So whoever will like to jump in there and pray for your nation, you can assign a certain area. And if you would have compassion on your area, now is the time. Amen. I don't want to have to send you out. But those who have compassion, jump in there. This prayer this morning is for, we pray for Dr. Hagen and her family. We prayed for India. We prayed for Haiti. Amen. And we prayed for America and Bermuda. Amen. Who else on the line would like to pray for your assigned area? Me and you, or doctors?
Good morning.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning, 913, Dr. Sheila Brown, Praise God, Kansas, praying for Russia, Brazil, with Africa, praise the Lord, and Nigeria. Oh, most gracious Father God, I come to you this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. God, before I ask for anything, Father God, I just want to say thank you for everything. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your generosity, Father, for all four nations in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. God, I just thank you And I praise you, and I know all four nations, Father God, you made them. Your word says there was nothing made unless you made it, Father, according to Colossians 1:16, Father. And God, I just thank you. I thank you for your plan of good and your plan out of evil for all four nations in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. In Jesus' name, Father. God, I just want to come ask you that you'll continue in the mighty name of Jesus to supply for all four nations in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I ask that you'll start at the head in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and bring the Holy Ghost revival, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, would you turn the nation upside down, Father God, and let your Holy Ghost revival break out. Holy Ghost arrest men and women and young men and young women in the name of Jesus that need to be Holy Ghost arrest in the name of Jesus. These are the last and evil days, and every heart and every soul needs you, Father. And God, we thank you. We just pray that people will come around and say, what must I do to be saved before you come back and judge the world, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you died for them, Father. You died so no one would perish. No one would be lost. In the name of Jesus, and God, I just thank you, Father, and I thank you for the miracle food and trucks and in the air, and you'll be flying food in, Father. I don't know how you're going to get the food in. I don't know how you're going to get the emergency food in to the people, but I know you are God of the impossible, Father. I know I saw my daughter dead before my eyes, and I saw you resurrect a dead woman, Father, and stood her on her feet. So that let me know you can do anything but fail. You can make ways out of no ways. You can speak the word in roads and bridges and everything. The people will be accommodated. You can do anything but fail. You're a great big God. The word says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You say you own cattle on 1,000 hills, and you do, Father. God, I just thank you for whatever ways you're going to make for Brazil, Father, miraculous ways in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. You are still yet working miracles. You're the same God you was then, and you're the same God you are now. You're still on a throne, Father. You're still on your throne, God. And God, we just thank you, God. I just love you, and Father, Brazil, I ask that you continue to have your way, God. Would you meet all the school children this morning, Father? In the name of Jesus, would you meet them where they need to be met, God? Would you give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father, so they can go on with their futures and be bright women of men, Father, godly women and men of God, Lord. God, I just thank you, Father. God, I just praise you, Father. This many blessings we ask in your darling Son of Jesus Christ's name. Again, we thank you for your name's sake. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. All right, anybody else, I want to pray for the nation. Give who you are and what you're praying for, what country you're praying for. Anyone else on the line who would like to do that? The line is open to you. All the Lord for Jesus laid the foundation and who opened up the way. Can we get anybody pray for, let me see, Venezuela or China or New Zealand, or can we get anybody to pray for Korea, North and South Korea, or any other of these nations? Someone's been assigned. Amen. They need your compassion to not be silent, but to jump in there and consider them. Because prayer changes things in the name of Jesus.
Dr. Phil Angela, praying for Jamaica and Peru.
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, thanking you once again, Lord, for all that you do. Lord, we asking you to touch each and every individual over in Jamaica and Peru, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. Give them the things that they need, Lord. Help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all that you do in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. So short, but to the point. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else?
Lord, what an amazing opportunity to know that we can sit where we are sitting, we can be where we are at this moment. and can speak the word, because we know that the word is already over there in all of these countries. And so, Father, we praise you and worship you and honor you this morning for hearing all of these prayers, and not only hearing them, but we thank you for answering them, God. Meet every need in their life, because it's not by power, God. They don't probably try power. It's not by might. We all have tried might, and God, and realize and recognize that it has to be by your spirit. Father, we pray that you would meet every need, because according to your word, you said you are the present help in times of need, such as times like these. Yes, God, they need you more now than they ever need you, because we're living in perilous time. But, Father, the good news is that there's no opposition greater than you. Whatever they're standing in need of, God, you able, amen, to make the crooked way straight. You able to rectify and change men and women and boys and girls everywhere. We rebuke evil in all of these countries. We rebuke negatively. We rebuke lacking. We pray that you would raise up men and women, God, that amen, that's not ashamed of the gospel, that will stand flat-footed and lift the devil in the eye and say, for Jesus I live and for Jesus I die. Oh, God, it's time to take a stand for God. And so, Father, we pray now that while you are over there in all of these countries, we can buy and premature death. We pray that you would open windows and doors and avenues, God. We pray, God, that you would just bless the children, God. Bless the schools that they attend, God. You say, study to show our self-approval. Bless the schools. Bless the teachers. Bless the mothers. Bless the fathers. Brothers, God, let them stand together, because united we stand, divided we fall. And so, Father, show yourself mightily to them, God. Give them, encourage them, embrace them, enlighten them, empower them. Let them know that, God, you are with them and that you're for them, and you swear that you will bless them and that you haven't forsaken them and that you haven't forgotten them. Show yourself mightily, God. Show up on their behalf, God. They need you now, God. Oh, God, they need you now. They need you. They need you, God. Yes. And I know, God, yes, God, you said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm, God. Don't allow them to overtake your people, God. This is your creation, God. You spoke things into existence, God. You speak and man live, and you speak and man die. Nobody have a right to take somebody else's life. God, it's your will, God. Let your will be done in their life, God. And we know when it's all said and done, God, when you have met the needs, God. I know those people in those foreign countries. I know they would be called for to give you the praise and give you the honor and the glory. I've seen it firsthand, God. Oh, God, they ain't got nothing but a praise, God. Oh, God, they'll worship and praise you when they ain't got nothing. I can just imagine when you bless them, God, abundantly above all that they can ask and think, how they praise you and worship you and honor you, God. And I just thank you for meeting the needs, God. Thank you for these doctors, God, who have adopted these countries, God. Thank you for the visionary, the man of God, who's seen this, amen, way before we see this, and put us on the right track and had us praying for him before things even begin to get worse, God. Because, God, you say this is only the beginning of sorrow, and the only thing that's going to separate it and make a difference is prayer. That's why you told us, man, you know, always pray in season and out of season. Thank you, God, that we don't have to catch a plane to go over there to pray. Thank you, God, that we don't have to hitchhike and catch a bus and however to get over there to pray. We can speak the word. Yeah, it's over there now. It's working for our good. It's working for their good now, even as we speak. Because you don't sleep, you don't slumber, you are everywhere at the same time. Thank you for meeting every need. Thank you for hearing every word that proceeds out of each and every one of these doctors' mouths this morning. In Jesus' marvelous and matchless name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful. Amen. Father, I thank you because we know the thought. You know the thoughts. And we know the thoughts that you have toward us. We have thoughts not of evil, but of peace. And you have peaceful thoughts toward the world, and that people would somehow do better, God. And no wonder somebody called you to do better, God, because you help people all over the world to do better, and you make a way out of no way for them, God. We thank you for it. Now, Lord, lift these things off these people. These are new Israelites. We don't know about all the isms and schisms and all the things that the enemy has to try and destroy them. Oh, God, look on them everywhere and help them in their finite stage. You are the one who's infinite. and you can help every finite person through the storm and make it through the night. And God, thank you. Yeah, I know that people all around the world have idiosyncratic tendencies. And God, I pray that you look over them and God forgive them even when people won't forgive themselves, forgive them in the name of Jesus. You're the most loving God that anyone could ever, ever want. Didn't you say in John 15:13, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And God, you sent your son who laid down his life for all the people of the world. Thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And because of him, we have a right to this real life. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Now, bless these folks on this prayer line. Lord, bless them, Lord. They pray for people. They pray for nations. They pray for situations. God, I pray for them now that you would look on them and bless them and help them. Some people don't even know what they need. But who but you, God, can know what we need before we need it? And God, I've seen you make Isaiah 55:24 come true. Before we call, you will answer. And while we are yet speaking, you hear. And you make a way out of no way, even before we call. You have supplied our every need before we call. God, look on the people and make 25. And rather make Isaiah 65:24 be their prayer too. And they can praise you and bless your holy name because before they have called, you looked ahead and saw what they needed. And you supplied their every need. Oh, yeah, just like a light in darkness, their need was there, God, even though they were in darkness and didn't know what they needed. You put the light there in the darkness, even though they didn't know and realize, oh, God, we don't know everything. You know everything. And make a way for these folks out of no way. Fix it, Lord. No wonder someone called you to fix it up, God, because you can fix everything up. And you bless and bring blessings and not curses. Thank you for it. My Lord, help the people. We cry help from the depths of our heart. Help, Jesus. Help, help, Lord. We know we need your help. You're the only one who can help us. And we can't make it without you. We need you. God, let your hand be outstretched to us. All these precious people on the front line. They have prayed for others and they need prayer themselves. Stretch out your mighty hand, the hand that can fix every situation in the earth, the hand that can fix every situation in heaven and earth, the hand that can fix every situation when everything or anything goes wrong. Your hand, Lord, can fix and deliver in the name of Jesus. Look at the three Hebrew boys who wouldn't bow to what the enemy was trying to do. But they did say, if God doesn't do it, I know he's able. God, may I say that too? I know you're able. I'm even more than off. But I believe you by faith to fix every situation that's broken. We just thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Give peace, give joy, give love. Remember your fruit of the Spirit. Bring them to the people on this front line and all around them. In Jesus' name we pray. And we give you the glory. All of the praise in Jesus' name. Thank God. Is there anybody else who wants to honor your country this morning? And this and go to God and ask him to bless it. Amen. He will send the ways to do it in the name of Jesus. Your prayers can make a difference. I'm talking to somebody. Who do you think is telling you all excuses not to pray? But then somebody giving you to pray. Obey the voice of the Lord. Amen. The line's open to you. Anybody else?
My name is Prayer Ambassador, Dr. Deborah Johnson. Praying for Guatemala and Grenada. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, lifting up these countries before you. Oh, God, you realize the situation. You know what's going on. You know, God, everything that's taking place, but nothing is hidden from you. And, God, you have the answer to it all. We ask that you will meet the needs of these people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're able to fix it. You're able to turn around, God. You're able to flip whatever the devil means for bad. You can turn it for the good. Bless in the name of Jesus. Lord, provide for them. Supply their needs, oh, God, for you know their needs are great. But, God, you are a way maker. You're a way making, God. You can work it out. You can fix it. You can touch and you can heal. You can give comfort and you can console. Oh, God, be there for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we intercede on their behalf. You said, where two or three come together, touching and agreeing on the same thing, that you're God in the midst. Then, Lord, we're coming together and we're agreeing on the same thing. We believe in by faith that you're going to help these people. You see what they stand in the need of, God. Oh, God, many things, many crying babies, many crying mothers. Lord, you hear their cry. Meet the needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch the hearts of those that are in leadership. And give them compassion, Lord. Help them to make the right decision. Let them not be selfish, but, oh, God, give them to turn and help the people in the name of Jesus. Do it, God, according to your will. We ask it by faith. And as we ask, we doubt nothing, but we believe it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Someone else want to jump in there and pray for your nation. Come on, saints.
Yes, good morning. This is Prayer Ambassador Dr. Teresa Stills from New Jersey. Father God, thank you for my time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for another day of being alive. Thank you for watching over us as we toss and slumber in our sleep, protecting us, keeping the blood flowing in our veins, Father God. Thank you for allowing the hearse to roll on past our house. There are a lot of homes that the hearse made a stop to. I ask that you be with those families, the burial of their loved ones, Father God. But you make no mistakes, Father God. You come and take the souls that you are ready to have into your kingdom. Father God, I ask that you be with the countries of North Korea, South Korea, and Spain, Father God. I ask that you be with the leaders over there. They're making decisions. They're making decisions that are not of yours, Father God. I ask that you just humble them, allow them to turn to you and make decisions that will help not only themselves but help the people that they're serving, Father God, that you have put in place for them to watch over, Father God, that you just continue to have mercy. Be with those that are homeless. Be with those that are hungry. Be with those that are sick, Father God, upon their bodies. I ask you to request the marvelous name. Amen.
Is there anyone else who wants to pray? Let's take one more prayer. One more. Amen. Anyone else?
Because Chicago was on, they said the phone was going to go out, but I want to pray for the Bahamas, which I did not pray for. But so glad God's spirit is everywhere. He said in all thy ways acknowledge him. He will direct our path. Lord, we just ask you to look down on the Bahamas, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. All people, Lord Jesus, let them know you are real. You are there waiting for them just to turn to you, Lord Jesus. You is the answer for the whole world today. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you have done for them and what you're going to do. And Lord Jesus, I ask you just to keep on watching over them, making a way out of no way, put a roof over their head, heal them, tables, Lord Jesus, and just let your will be done. Watch over the children, Lord Jesus. Let the politicians do the right things for the people, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Anyone else before we close? We've got a few seconds here before we close. We can get a prayer in very quickly. All right, God bless everybody. Am I missing? Am I leaving out anybody who wants to pray? God bless you. We've had a great day, and we thank God for all these prayers that have gone up for many of the nations around the world. We certainly need it. God, you are the one who can answer all our prayers. Thank you. You are God. We praise you and appreciate you. And we give you the glory. Thank you for this time with you. And Lord, help us, we pray, to even be more concerned about the world that you have created. In Jesus' name. And I say the worlds because they're more than one. God, you created everything. Those that we see and those that we don't see. You're the maker of it all. We thank you for it. Now bless us, we pray. We give you the glory and the praise shall be thine. Thank God for this time today that you're giving to us. Thank God. And when I say the one, I say to all, watch and pray. And live for the Lord every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Let me get the scripture. Dr. Collins, are you there? Give us the scripture.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am here. All right, we're in the book of Ezekiel.